Okay, so you start this. Yeah. Well, you're late.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. No, you're late. You know that when I want to start. Hi, it's Howie Mandel. This is Howie Mandel Does Stuff. Jackie, go ahead. Say who you are.
I'm Jacqueline Schultz.
It's muffled because you got a mask on. Why aren't you ready? Go ahead.
I was doing work for you in the other room.
I know.
Because I do, by the way, I do all of his travel.
Right.
So I was doing work for you in the other room, and then I just heard that it was starting. We started.
How did you know it was starting? The music?
Yeah, because you said, you ready? Let's go. Let's start. And then I hear music.
No, because somebody told me we have surprise guests today. Lou's here.
Big guests. You have,
what?
You have big guests.
Yeah, that is a big, but this is going to be surprising for everybody.
It's going to be a big guest.
It's a big day.
Nice to see you in the
room, can always
Jackie.
Tell when it's a big day. What'd you say?
Nice I was in the room
Jackie.
Last time.
You haven't been? No, you were not in the room
last
time.
With Rob Dyrdek, I was.
Oh, with Rob Dyrdek.
You were there.
Of course,
that was last week.
You have a thing about Rob.
What?
Yeah, you like Rob. That's why.
I do like Rob, yeah. But I mean, not like.
Oh, look at you. You're holding the merchandise. Yeah. The merch is just going off the shelf like hotcakes. It was awkward? No, the merch, we finally got merch, and it's going off, it's selling like hotcakes. And when I say that, what's happening is two people bought them and ate them. They ate.
Have we sold any? No.
Yes,
no,
yes, okay. Yes, tons. Tons.
Yes, we're almost sold out. So you
we are almost sold out. I don't know exactly what's left, but go online and check it. And here's what we haven't gotten yet. We haven't got a picture of somebody wearing something because I want to feature that on the website.
The way you display shit with just the tape.
I did not do that.
I did that.
Caroline, really? Did you ever work in retail?
No, actually, I've never had a retail job.
Surprise.
And I never plan to.
No. You know, like there are people that work in retail and they figure out how to fold it or display it or put it on shelves or window dressing. This is like this. You picked up three T-shirts, the most creased T-shirts I've ever seen, and you scotch taped them to our desk. Do you think people are going to see this shit scotch taped to the end of the desk and go, oh, I got to have a shirt for my desk?
I don't think they can see the tape from the camera. You're just pointing it out.
Did we fix that shirt that has bad punctuation that says Howie Mandel does
no,
stuff with his
no,
daughter?
No, because no. Not everybody is
red. They're not readers.
No, punctuation doesn't really matter. Yeah. I don't like when people punctuate when they talk. You know, do you do that? The air quotes?
This? The yeah. The bunny?
They're quotes. They're not bunny ears.
They're bunny ears.
These aren't bunny ears. These are quotes. But I don't like when people do that. I figure if you're going to do the quotation marks, then you should be obligated to do all the other punctuation. Like if you're going to do the quotes like that, period.
Period?
Yeah. Or, I'm so excited about that. Exclamation. Or, you know the other thing that I love?
What?
Comma. Are all the other things that we talk about.
You do have to do that, though, when you're doing like speech text, when you're talking to someone to like say something, you have to say the punctuation.
I don't understand why people do speech text instead of just phoning.
Mm. You do it all the time, Dad.
Good input, Lou. Did you hear what Lou said?
No, that makes me think. It makes me think.
No, I don't want to make you think.
Oh.
Lou came in really excited today. First of all, commenting on all the comments
yeah.
on you, Jackie, how beautiful you are.
Yeah.
And then
people
you kind
it.
Of ruined it by saying...
I asked for those comments. I requested the comments about my beauty because I read every single comment
but can I ask
and
you
respond
something?
To them. And I noticed that it's mostly
Caroline. Yeah. But can I ask you something? Does it make you feel good when somebody says you're beautiful, but it's you asked for it?
It makes me feel better than not seeing it at all.
But you asked for it.
Ask for it.
It should be unsolicited.
Ask and you shall receive.
Like Lou gets a lot of comments, and you don't ask for any of them, right, Lou?
No, I don't. But I'm going to request that those comments be duplicated. Where on my Twitter account, which is coincidentally at Lou Dinos. So if you went to at Lou Dinos, right?
Jeremy, can we put Lou's Twitter account on the when people watch on YouTube or?
Hold on.
I want people to comment. I want them to review. I want them to subscribe. And also we could put Lou's Twitter account. So if you have something horrible to say, say it directly to Lou.
Wait, I have a question though. Do you really want people to go to your Twitter? Because doesn't that give away some of your jokes that you're going to tell here?
Not all of my some.
No. Do you notice that some people have been noticing the jokes that the lines you have?
Yeah. That's where they come from.
People commented, they go, I went to his Twitter account. He's just, that's why he's holding his phone. He's just reading his tweets from 2 years ago. Right. Is that what you're doing?
I've written 4,000 tweets.
Right.
Some of them happen to be funny. Not all of them.
What is your favorite? Are you enjoying the comments or are you being hurt?
Yeah, my favorite comment was during Matt's segment.
Matt Franco. Yeah.
Who said, the person said that, was defending me and said that you're wrong. Lou Dinos is a comedian.
Wrong about what?
About me being bad. You're right. Wrong. People are saying how bad I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
I don't think you're bad. I love you.
No. And I happen to love me too. So people were...
Aren't you the president of your fan club?
I am the president.
And VP and treasurer.
But I owe some dues. The comment was this, that Lou Dinos is a comedic genius. I saw his stand-up sets on YouTube. And he's doing only his D material on this show. Mm-hmm. And he... would be.
I love the fact that they believe you have five levels of material.
Right.
It's not even the B stuff. It's not the A stuff. It's not the B stuff. Right. It's not the C stuff. Yeah. It's the, well, that's the fourth level. Go ahead.
And I can go all the way to R on my material. So his comedy is, he's a genius. Did I say that he's a comedic genius?
Yeah
you've said it four times.
Lou Dinos is a comedic genius. Yeah. Mm-hmm. At Lou Dinos. Twitter, and he should be on cruise ships. He would be the king of the cruises. So this guy knows comedy
as a waiter.
Yeah,
right. There's a hashtag not performing too. That is hashtag Lou on cruise or something.
The Lou Cruise.
Lou
Cruise.
Have you ever done a cruise?
Performed on one? No.
Yeah.
I've been on that. We've been on a lot of cruises, but I've never performed on one. That would be hard for me. I don't like the idea of, and I love my audience, but I don't want to live with them.
No. I don't want to. You're going to live with them.
No, I don't want to say good night and then walk off. And then I see them walking into the room next door. And then I see them at breakfast. And then once I say good night, I'll do a meet and greet. It's not a live and
Every day you're going to see them. I did one maybe 20 years ago, the last time I did one. And it was during the time that Domino's had 30 minutes or less. And in the middle of the set, I had one of the waiters, I brought an empty Domino's box. I had one of the waiters bring up the pizza box in the middle of my set. And then I looked at my watch and said, ooh, that took way more than 30 minutes. Nobody laughed.
Well, here's your laugh now. Nobody sometimes left. 20 years, it's worth the wait.
That's right. And we were in a Dutch island, stopped at a Dutch island, and they wear the wooden shoes, right?
Okay.
Clogs.
Don't they wear wooden shoes?
Clogs.
I don't know.
Clogs, right. So I remember the joke I did was that a little Dutch boy goes up to his father and says, Papa, 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 I'm going to graduate. I'm going to graduate from high school, and I need some new shoes. And his father said, son, do you think they grow on trees? Because they're wooden shoes.
They're clapping in
nobody,
the back.
Nobody laughed.
Nobody laughed?
Nobody laughed.
So if this is your D material, what was that? C?
That was
B.
Let me grade that one. Well, this guy who thinks who knows that I should be on cruise ships, I want him to grade that one.
Okay.
I want people to start grading my material.
You know, we are getting a lot of people writing in, and Caroline sent them to me. We have a message from Lacey that had a prank.
Oh.
That okay, she wanted you to do.
All right, let me hear.
She said, Howie, got a prank. My partner and I are currently working on a pot farm in Mendocino, California. This is our second year with an incredibly sweet couple that has been hosting us while we work on their farm. While parents are grateful that we are with good people that are taking care of us, this isn't exactly ideal in their eyes. I thought it would be hilarious if we called my mom saying the farm got raided and we are being questioned by the police. You could be a cop.
In question, the parents?
Yeah. Mm. No, saying, letting them know that their daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they said, we are there till the end of this month, so it'll have to be kind of soon. Hope to hear from you guys.
Okay.
So what's the idea? You're going to call the parents?
I'm going to call the parents.
Because they're already like iffy about her working on a pot farm.
Oh, apparently. It's a pot farm.
Yes. Yeah. So I actually, I talked to Lacey too, and she was super excited about calling her parents' names are Ann and Robbie.
The whole post.
Do you see the number up there, Howie?
What?
Do you see the number right here?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
You want me to call it?
Sure.
Okay. We'll just play it by ear. I'll just say I'm
Ann and Robbie.
What?
Their names are Ann and Robbie.
Ann and Robbie. Okay. And we have an okay to do this, right?
I talked to Lacey.
Well, an okay from Lacey, but the parents don't know.
Right.
Lou, do you want to put on your headphones so you can hear what they're
saying? No, it's better when he doesn't.
It's better, Jackie.
Okay, but he can't
hear the prank.
Oh, yeah, he should do it. Oh, Lou, okay. Lou, we'll let you put on
the
headphones.
I'll hear the damn prank.
Okay. I don't know if it's a prank, but I love when people give me stuff to do.
We have a lot coming in now. There's more, too.
Okay. Okay. Let's try this.
Okay.
And whose parent is this? Lacey's?
This is Lacey's.
Lacey's, yeah.
Yes. So, and what's Lacey's?
Okay. Miss.
Okay.
Yes.
Mr. and Mrs.
Oh, they're busy. Ugh. They're probably on the line to some. You know what? She thinks that the parents are mad. They're probably calling a pot.
They forgot to hang up. That's what the problem is. They were on the phone. They got high, and they forgot to hang up.
No, you don't understand.
I don't think you typed it in right.
You don't think I did? Uh-huh. I'll try it again. I'll try it again. Why do you think I did it wrong? In the meantime, Jackie, tell them what you've been up to.
What have I been up to?
Tell the audience.
Not much. just hanging out at home with my
really?
Two kids.
We've been on the podcast. Okay, here we go.
Told you did it wrong.
Hello?
Hello, is that Ann? Hello? Hello?
There's not an Ann.
Are you familiar with a Lacey?
Yes.
Are you related to Lacey?
Yes.
Oh, no, she's fine. This is Lieutenant Howard. And I'm in charge of the case. You're familiar with the raid that happened last night?
No.
On the cannabis farm?
No.
Oh, well, we are in the midst of a deportation. Everybody, I think she was the only American on the farm, but they are all being deported to Nicaragua, farm workers, and she is. And there was another young lady by the name of Robbie also. So, yeah. So they are going to be in Nicaragua. They should be landing in about 2 hours, so we will need their paperwork.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Okay. Are you familiar that they were involved in the raid yesterday?
No.
Oh, they work on a cannabis. They work on a cannabis farm. Did you know that?
Yes.
So you are aware of that?
Yes.
And you condone that?
No, I do not.
Oh, well, they had given your name and your number. They are they're on their way to Nicaragua, where they've been deported. Well, you realize that cannabis growing the way they were growing it they were using the fields of the elementary schools to grow pot.
And, you joking me?
No. I thought it. I was given this number to get the paperwork because in Nicaragua, we want to make sure that we put them with cellmates that speak the same languages. So we're going to need information.
I don't understand why she would go to Nicaragua.
Everybody working the farm and working the plants are Nicaraguan. So we don't have time to disseminate who is from who. She has given us the information. They are in Nicaragua right now or on their way. And what we want to do is put them with a cellmate that we feel that she would be comfortable with. And she gave us your name. Now, the fact that you are aware of what was going on, is there any way
that... She told me it was legal. It was a legal place.
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
How legal is growing cannabis in the fields of an elementary school?
Not at all. I'm in shock right now. Okay.
Why?
why am I in shock?
But
what
you knew
mean,
she
why?
Was working there, and she has given
yes.
your name. We
okay.
are going to do a full search of your residence also.
Okay.
And we are going to have you, if and we're going to work on the honor system now, because I assume that you are an honest person, to give yourself a strip search. Can we do that now while we are on the phone?
What are you talking about?
I want to know if there's any cannabis where you are, or if you're hiding it in any orifice or whatever. This is a federal case.
If this is a federal case, then why don't you just come to my house?
Well, ma'am, I will.
Is this funny?
Is
this a joke?
No.
Yes, it is a joke.
No, it's not.
Then why were you laughing?
I did not laugh. I don't know where you heard laughter. I coughed.
If you want to come search something, you just need to come and find me and come get me.
All
and
right.
go to my house and go search the house
All
and
right.
do everything else you need to do.
And are you okay with a strip search? I do
Am
not
I okay
have a
with it?
I do not have a female detective right now. And this is why, and in these times, I'm asking the honor system if you could just search yourself. And that's what I'm asking. And I right now, otherwise
search
I will pull.
Search myself.
Go
you
ahead.
Search yourself. I'm not searching nothing.
Please, ma'am.
No.
Well, ma'am, do you want me to pull the paperwork then? I will pull the paperwork.
Please do.
Why are you being so obstinate? Like, why? I don't understand your point of view as far as this is concerned.
I don't understand why you're calling about this. Why?
She gave us your name and your number. I don't know what your relationship is to these people, but this is the
I'm
number.
I'm her mother.
Okay.
I'm her mother.
Okay. So your daughter is on her way to Nicaragua. Your daughter is Lauren?
No. So you don't even know the name?
I have a few names here. Okay. So Anne, I've got names. Listen, the paperwork, we just did the raid last night, ma'am. I have a lot going on. I have Anne, Robbie, Lauren, Lacey.
Lacey is my daughter.
Okay. Lacey is the ringleader. Lacey was the person in charge of keeping the children away from the cannabis at the elementary school. When we went to the field, she was holding six children back from the cannabis. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. I will take a statement now. Go ahead. This is being recorded.
Okay.
Okay.
You can record anything you want.
I know I'm allowed to by federal law. Go ahead.
I don't have any statement. I don't know what to say.
Well, start with the abbreviations and then move on to any quotes. Go ahead, ma'am.
I don't have anything else to say.
All right. Then I will hold on while you strip search yourself.
Okay.
Go ahead. Pat yourself down. Anything around?
Okay.
Start at the ankles. Tell me. Start at the ankles.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
Ma'am. I think it's ridiculous growing cannabis in a schoolyard. Asking somebody whether they are holding or hiding.
Why are you telling me like I know this?
I'm asking you to pat yourself down and tell me what is feeling. Start at the legs. Start at the ankles.
That is ridiculous.
Why is that ridiculous? Have you never seen anything like this before? Pat yourself.
No, I have not.
I'm asking, you don't want to do it in the honor system? You want me to send somebody to do
the honor system of patting yourself? That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
I don't understand what you're saying. Why is that ridiculous? How do I know you're not concealing? Hello?
I better call back.
You have to tell her at some point. Like, what if...
Oh, yeah, she's going to call her daughter. I'm going to call... I'll tell her now. I'll tell her now because our guests are here. So I want the guests to come in.
Okay.
In a minute. I better tell her.
She's probably calling her now.
No, she's probably calling her daughter. But it's her daughter's idea. I didn't ask her to do it.
No. You had nothing to do with
it. No. All right. We have some very famous YouTube stars here. One of my favorite people.
Huge stars.
They are.
No, I know.
Have you ever worked with...
I love it. You've reached Anne.
Oh. Anne.
Leave a voicemail telling her it wasn't a joke.
Oh, my God. Now it's bothering me.
You can't just leave it.
No, I don't want to leave it. I called and she didn't answer.
Okay.
Let me try again. I can't leave it. This could be a problem. She's calling her.
It could be a problem.
But her daughter knows. Her daughter gave permission.
Can we call? Give me her daughter's. Call her daughter now.
Yeah, I can get you that. Hold on.
What's the number?
Caroline's on top of it. She told you that. Hold on.
Should I try calling on my phone? She won't recognize your number.
You think my number is coming up on her phone?
I think so.
I have a blocked call to federal agency.
Oh, okay. Mr. Friday. Dragnet. Oh,
she won't answer now.
No.
I love it. You've reached Anne.
I know, Anne. Poor Anne.
Sorry, Anne.
I apologize, Anne. Caroline, you should be ashamed of yourself.
This is no, all
Caroline.
Fault.
Caroline, you ruined a family. That mother is freaking out. She hung up on me. I can't tell her. This was all going to be fun and games. And now she thinks she's got a daughter in Nicaragua in a cell with not the right cellmate. And she is at home patting herself down, trying to find cannabis in her ass. Because of you, Caroline, I hope you are happy, young lady. You are ruining people's lives.
That's what I do.
I know.
That's what I do.
Well, wait till we see the comments next week from you.
Yeah.
Miss Beautiful, who ruins strangers' lives.
I texted you her number.
Who's?
Lacey.
I'm trying to get Anne.
Hello?
Hey, Anne.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, I've got a number for you.
It's Howie Mandel.
This number.
It's Howie Mandel.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah. Now will you pat yourself down?
Oh, my God.
Your daughter made me do this.
No.
Your daughter made
my
me do
this. My daughter.
She made
she's
me.
She's an idiot.
Now I'm laughing. Your daughter's an idiot?
Yes.
So this is my
podcast. She's an idiot.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I don't
I'm
know your daughter.
I'm going to kill you, Lacey. When I see you, I'm going to choke the life out of you.
That's nice. That's parenting. People aren't good parents anymore, and I like the way you deal with your children. That's the way they need to. She is, wherever she is, she wrote in, my daughter's right here. Say hi to my daughter.
Hi.
And hello.
That's Jacqueline. So
you
she
have
wrote
a good daughter.
Yeah, I do. And I think my daughter sometimes is an idiot too. So we have a lot in common.
Lacey wrote into our podcast. We do a podcast where we do prank phone calls and stuff occasionally. And she wrote in and told us that she works on a marijuana farm and that you're not thrilled about the idea and that we should prank you.
This is her line exactly. I thought it would be hilarious if we called my mom saying that the farm got raided and we were being questioned by the police. She thought that might be hilarious. Do you agree, Anne?
Wow. That's hilarious.
Oh my gosh.
Just call me Howie.
I cannot believe it.
Well,
that you've I'm been telling you, I've never been gotten so bad.
Yeah. Did you pat yourself down?
Not patting myself down.
What did you do when you got off when you hung up on me? Who'd you phone?
I called my husband and he was like, "Ann, there's something up with that."
Were you considering patting yourself down?
I almost did.
Yeah.
It was very close.
Very close to patting herself down.
Because it was the honor system.
Yeah.
Well, Anne, you're a real joy. Thank you for being part of the show. We got to go now because we actually have things to do that
guys.
We planned.
Bye, Lacey.
Okay.
I love you.
Oh, yeah. Now, you can't take that back. You called her an idiot.
I know.
And you were going to choke her. we're calling Children's Protective Services now. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
That'll be the next call.
Yes, okay, bye. Bye.
Lacey's going to end up on a true crime podcast. What happened to Lacey?
Anyways, the guests are all here.
Guests are here.
Yeah, you can take off your headset because you're going to have the guests. Have the guests come in.
There's a lot of them. Are they all sitting on the couch?
I don't know. Maybe. We'll make room. So this guy, Ross, is one of the funniest guys on YouTube with his grandmother.
Okay.
And
on TikTok.
And
I
on
think
TikTok.
He has 20 million? 20 million.
And I've done a thing with her before. How are you?
Wow. How are you, buddy? All right.
What happened?
Wait, move out of the way of the cameras. The cameras. Oh. Sit on the couch. You guys sit on Lou. Yeah. You guys can sit on Lou.
Sit on Lou.
There. And sit with Ross.
Yeah. Wait.
Yeah. What I want for Christmas.
Yeah. Okay.
You guys weigh a lot for
for what? For what, Lou? Try to use the right word. For what, Lou?
Okay.
Big old booties.
Oh my God.
Do you want them to sit on the couch and have his grandmother on your lap?
Yeah. No, Granny, you're not.
All right.
Move the mic out in front.
Oh, okay.
How about some introductions?
So she, I will. Well, introduce yourself. What did you just say to me, young lady?
What did you just say to him?
I said, thanks for last night. And I handed you that.
And she handed, how much?
A lot of cash.
Is that real?
Don't open it up because it might not be real. She might be a stuntman.
Fraudulent. Yes, really? So you're pretending like you and I had sex. How old are you?
95.
Oh my
She's
God.
Amazing.
Amazing.
What is the name of the site on YouTube? I know your name is Ross and your grandmother, but Ross Smith.
We do everything. We have actually almost close to 80 million across all platforms.
Wow.
80 million followers across all. I watch the YouTube. I didn't know that you were on the YouTube. I sound like an old guy. You know, the World Wide Web. So I see you on there all the time. And we've done a video together.
Yeah, we've met
with
a few
her.
Times,
95 years old.
Yes, probably.
I know, and this was a joke where you pretended like you're paying me for the sex we had.
Well, to be determined what you guys did last night.
When is the last time you've had sex?
Oh,
and is this the result of it right here?
No, oh my God. Yes. Yeah, that one. I don't want to know, so don't answer that question.
No answer. No, the reason I'm asking is because.
It might have been drugs.
My son is single. He's right here in the room. Alex Mandel is single, and I'm always trying to hook him up.
Oh, do you think that guy's cute?
Pardon?
That guy with the black hat, you think he was cute?
Here he is. Alex, come in.
There he is.
Right there. He's a snake.
You're always going out with these girls on the internet. Here we are.
Yeah, come on in, man. Shoot your shot.
No, don't say that. That's the wrong terminology. And you guys are?
I'm Sam, and this is John.
Sam and John.
Are you brothers? Are you related somehow?
No, we're not. We get that all the time.
Okay,
though.
Yeah.
Why would you ask that, Lou?
Because they look familiar to
to each other.
To each other, yeah. Yeah,
Lou.
What is it?
I don't know. You're almost
your
the king of political correctness.
You don't have to show me your butt.
Check out everything.
Yeah, you don't have to show me your
butt. A lot of junk in that trunk.
I believe you have a butt. I felt it.
Wow.
John's not feeling anything over there.
When is the last time, Lou, that you've had a lap dance like this?
It's been a while, and I could never afford it before. But show business.
So, Ross, is this the posse?
It's the posse. We've put together a little bit of a team over the years to help assist Granny when she's getting a little down, you know, tired, taking naps. So
is that how it started? Is this how it started? You were trying to make your grandmother happy?
Yeah, well, my grandma and I always used to mess around, Howie. and
can you make sure
there's
they
no
pull
cell
the
phones? There's
mics
no
really close to their face
without big, you know, productions. And I ended up kind of she was shooting.
Move the mic closer to your face.
Oh, okay.
Well, what's the matter with you, buddy?
Yeah, I don't know.
Here, let me do it. I'm gonna move the whole table. So that you can
pull okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Tell
of
Jackie,
people.
Don't move the table. Don't
move
the
table.
Don't
just
do
kidding.
It.
Just kidding.
It's a joke. It's a furniture joke.
How's joking.
Okay.
Mic check.
Okay, we're good.
Does she sing?
Hi.
Do you sing? I got the whole world.
No, she doesn't.
In my hands, I got the whole world.
Hey, we're her security.
You got the whole world in your lap.
Yeah.
So I came home when I was like in college, and she was out. I don't know why she was shooting the basketball, and she was making all these shots, and I ended up. I had a cell phone, my first iPhone, and I said I had someone hold it, and then I went up and blocked her shot, and then now she's, you know, being abused by her grandson in all the videos. So.
All kidding aside, you came home from school and on her own. She was just shooting.
I was outside. It might have been a girlfriend at the time. We were just hanging out, and there was a basketball there, and grandma was like, came out. She started shooting the shot, and she started making them. And I was like, well, this is ridiculous. How can I ruin this?
You know, I saw a video with a Mentos that she got into the bottle. Like, she got a Mentos. She threw a Mentos into a Coke bottle. Do you know how hard that is? There's, like, no room to do. Is that real? Twice. Was that real?
She did it twice, yeah. With Samuel and one of them.
Yeah, with me holding one of them. And then I got a little Coca-Cola shower afterwards.
Can I ask, how are all three of you related to Granny?
Yeah, we're all just grandchildren.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. as time went on and I started bringing on new cast people, I flew John out for a video and then he brought his
Where did you fly? You flew him out from where?
He was in Toronto.
Yeah. Are you Canadian?
Yeah.
I just put the mic near you. I just flew in from Toronto right now.
It's a beautiful place.
You know that's where I'm from.
Really?
Born and raised.
I didn't even know that.
I'm telling you that. Just listen to me.
I'm listening.
Where are you from in Toronto?
Have you heard of Mississauga?
Have I heard of Mississauga? Yes.
It's a big city. Yeah,
no, I know. I used to work on Dixie Road. I worked for on a carpet store in Dixie Road.
Oh, nice. And here you are now.
That's so crazy. Are you.
I know.
And you're Stevie, right? Your name is Stevie?
No.
Who's that?
What was your name?
I'm Ferguson.
Hey, Ferguson.
How did you get Stevie from Ferguson? Why did you think he was Stevie?
John,
I really don't.
From
listen.
The back, he looks
I
like
really
Stevie.
I really do not listen. I'm not good with names. I'm terrible with
Granny,
names. You know why
you
I'm terrible with names?
No.
I don't give a fuck.
There's a grandmother right here in the room.
Granny.
Yes.
Take your hair.
Did you hear what he said?
Okay.
No,
move the does she swear? Is she okay with language?
Really.
She shouldn't.
She's a sweet old lady.
I know. Did she move the mic closer to her? Did you hear what he said?
My hearing aids out?
No. Did you hear what Lou said?
I'll repeat it.
A little iffy.
I'll repeat
not
it. I said I don't remember names. The reason why I don't remember names is because I honestly don't care.
Not right.
Mm-hmm. That's not what he said. That's not what he said.
She couldn't hear a nuclear bomb go off in the next room. So. Hopefully she hears you. She's good at reading lips.
How did you first get started, like making these videos
together? Yeah, so a platform called Vine came out, and it was like the first time people could just like
6 seconds.
Yeah, 6 seconds. It's all John ever needed in his sex life.
Anyway. Few of them were longer.
Yeah. And it was like the first time that you can make, you know, at-home videos without having a big production like this. And so I started just, you know, popping off things, and then...
I'm looking at the couch right now with Lou and Ross and Ferguson and
Sam,
and it's just it looks like a really weird porn.
Yeah, and I mean that's kind of we were in the airport the other day and it was like awful. We were getting bombarded by fans and whatnot. And then I thought about it. I was like, there's no way we could like hide. No matter what we did.
Well, they could. These two could.
Yeah, they put easily. A trench coat on, maybe, and stacked on top of each other.
And like Howie just said, the porn, we get offered it a lot, you know?
Do you get offered porn?
A couple times a week, probably.
Are you serious?
A couple times a week?
Probably.
How would you get offered? Like, what? They phone you or they DM you?
DM on Instagram, and they want us two together and offer big bucks.
Especially you have your phone on you?
Yeah.
Read some of the DMs. I want to hear the porn offers. I've never actually seen a porn offer.
Yeah.
Some of them are.
Would you do it for the right money?
Of course.
Okay. Yeah, of course.
Ferguson, the Canadian.
What would you say the right money is, though?
You have
to
say.
No, probably $100,000 plus.
No way.
You would do porn for $100,000.
It also depends on what kind of porn we are doing.
Well, they want the two of you together. I think you know what kind of porn they want you to do.
Well, let's just say that's not...
That's not our first time. Let's just say that.
Huh? What?
You know, like,
what?
What?
Talk about this on here. If this is PG, John's blushing.
This is not PG.
Well, now I know.
Okay,
now
so... I'll just get straight to the point. John and I have had a three-way before.
Ah.
Multiple times.
Yeah.
Sorry, bro.
More than once.
You're making me feel small.
Oh, my God. No.
Well, they're looking for a new cast member.
What do you mean you had a three-way? Was that third one, was it a female?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Well, you're looking at me like, don't be an idiot.
Yeah.
Look, he's holding his grandma.
Don't worry, John and I didn't touch each other.
Does she know that? Time. Oh, don't worry. You guys didn't touch each other.
Yeah, no.
So how did that come to be?
Did you get... Wait.
Oh, go ahead. You can ask. What?
Did they do a paintbrush? Oh, no. That doesn't...
There has to be a
small person. Oh, okay.
The paintbrush.
Yeah.
Are you okay? Does she want a drink or something?
No,
or?
I was just giving her earmuffs.
know, like, she doesn't want to hear her adopted grandchildren about her stories.
No, but I want to see. I want you not. You didn't read the DMs. What people are offering you.
Yeah. We started talking about the three ways.
However, the threesome actually happened. However, the threesome actually happened in her room at the Airbnb, but she was away, so I don't think she knew.
Granny.
In her room,
yeah,
she was away.
In her bed?
We were all asleep.
Yeah. Except afterwards, we cleaned the sheets. So it's all good. It's like it never happened.
Was there a mess? Was there a big mess?
No.
A little mess.
I'm a clean guy.
Oh, my God.
Wow, man.
Lou?
Taking all that
so
in?
So much for
They're
political
right
correctness.
In front of me.
Yeah, what'd you say?
I can't avoid
We can snuggle a little bit. Get a little closer.
It's okay. They're asking for it.
Okay.
You know what's funny? We were coming on here. I was asking your son and Seth. I was like, hey, what's the vibe on here? And should we talk about this situation? And we're like, it probably won't come up, but immediately, like 5 minutes in, it comes up.
What do you mean? When my son Alex, who's there, he's the one who connected with you and Seth.
Yeah.
They worked together, and they said, "Come on, Ross and his granny."
Yeah, we thought maybe we'd talk about grandma's crazy, life, working World War II and stuff. And then they're like,
"I will talk about that World War II."
Yeah, for sure.
But right away, Granny. Do I call her Granny? What is her first name?
Just
Granny?
Yeah.
Yes.
But before we talk to you about what you did during World War II, we're talking to them about their sex life.
Oh, well.
Non-existent.
Which happened in your bed.
Not a good thing.
No, I know. But they cleaned the sheets. They cleaned the sheets before you got back.
That's why we had to wash the sheets last night.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
We're messing.
Who was the girl?
She was actually a friend of ours that also has dwarfism.
Oh,
sorry. I didn't mean to grab your hand there while they're.
Then it kind
of. I'm used to it.
When we had the threesome, that was the first time I met Ross.
Uh huh.
So
wait,
that's a foursome.
This has happened multiple times, and I just woke up the next day ready for it. So I brought him out to New York. Oh, I gotta be strategic here. I brought him out to New York for a shoot for a
three-way.
Show. Yeah.
And
then we filmed maybe three episodes of the show. It was for Facebook, like their long form.
Mm-hmm.
And we went out for drinks one night. And I said, all right, I'm going back. It's like we have to get up at 7. We got the calls at 8. They're like, yeah, we'll be right after you. I was like, all right, Uber home, and then I'll see you guys. Next morning, John texts me. He's like, come down. Someone wants to meet you. I'm like, somebody. It's just you and Sammy.
I walked in there.
Lo and behold, there was a three musketeer in that group. And that was the first time. And then, the second time we're out in L.A., maybe
What does she do for a living?
She's actually in college still. She's getting her master's degree.
Wait,
she
figured in what?
Oh my God. Psychology, actually.
Can we phone her?
She wants.
That's a tall order right there.
If you want.
Lou.
That's a lot.
That is a
little. Lou.
I like this guy.
No, let me ask you.
I think that could, that's a can of worms we don't want to bring
know
back.
We know Granny is 95. How old are you?
I'm 29.
And how old is
I'm 22.
Henry and Paul?
Yeah, 24.
All right.
I like that name, honestly. I like Paul.
Oh. Better than Ferguson?
Yeah.
Why? You don't like? Do they call you Fergie?
Yeah.
Not to be confused with the Black Eyed Peas.
Fergalicious. That's what I would have called you.
You're Fergalicious? Yeah. He came up with that name when you sat on his lap.
It's okay.
That's not the first time that happened. That happened again.
No.
Yeah.
With the same person?
And I was, once again, we had another shoot the next day, and I went to bed early, and I woke up.
That's fine.
And I walked upstairs.
I won't give her name.
I don't know. I feel like that's a can of worms.
We want to open? Yeah, it's, I don't know.
Let's sit on it for a little bit.
Her name's not important.
Yeah, but what if she, maybe she doesn't want to talk about it. Who knows?
Why wouldn't she talk about the three-way she had with you guys twice?
That's a six-way.
Is there more than twice?
Well, they call it in the math.
Not to make a joke, they call it a one and a half way, but
half.
So how do you guys decide what end or who goes first or how does that work?
Those are good questions.
More dominant John's kind of scared of me a little bit. So.
Yeah. You're the more dominant one.
Yeah, I just have to get right to it and I'm doing this.
And then Ferguson, you'll say, Ferguson, take
clean up, man.
It's like tag team.
Come on.
So you tag team. It's kind of tag team.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Paris?
Oh, you're the closer.
I'm always the closer.
The closer, talking to Mike.
Closer to me, I'll tell you that.
I'm closer than anything.
So you're the closer.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people call that sloppy seconds. Granny, you know what I'm talking about, right?
No, it's okay. Sloppy Joe.
Good. Sloppy Joe?
Yeah, great delicious dish, right?
Yeah, great dish.
Yes.
Great dish. Well, they're dishing.
Oh, my goodness.
They are. So are you serious about this woman?
No, not at all.
How did you meet her?
Actually, we met her. So we go to a convention every year. It's the Little People of America convention.
I've been there.
Really?
No.
Oh. We go there every year, and it's a whole thing with a bunch of other dwarfs.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, big deal.
It's a small deal.
We have dances. We have competitions. We have a lot of alcohol. And then so you can just imagine
how many people
how
attend
goes.
This?
Huh? Probably about roughly 3,500.
3,500.
And they're all little
and
people.
And you guys couldn't find your own girl each? There's 35 people drinking and dancing, and you're sharing one woman twice?
Yeah. I've never thought about it that way, Howie, okay?
This is the first I've heard of it, and that's what's happening.
If I could, I'd like to understand the purpose of this convention. Is it because you're all similar?
Yeah, it's all to spread awareness about dwarfism.
Amongst other dwarfs.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, they need to go play basketball and football and, you know. Because if it was like they went to a convention and I was there, you know, I'd be blocking all their shots. So they want, you know, an even playing field. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So now all 3,500 of you understand each other.
Yeah.
You have similarities.
Yeah, exactly.
Yet differences.
So explain a bit more of it. Like, it's a huge orgy.
Yeah. You say an organization or orgy?
A lot of them go there to find love.
I always get those two things mixed up, organization and orgy.
Yeah.
Oh, Granny, what is it? An organization or an orgy?
It's an organization or orgy. Yeah, I've never been there either.
Yeah.
She's like,
you've never
the
been
hell
there?
Going on here?
No,
I'm going to go this year, but not for their purpose. I just want to, you know.
You want to fuck that girl?
You want to get in on that?
Oh, Howard, easy. I'm a family man.
I think we can make that happen for you, Ross.
You still haven't read your DMs.
I was going through them, and I don't. It's like not porn. It's like OnlyFans content. Like,
are you? Do you have an OnlyFans account?
No, but would you subscribe if I made one?
I wouldn't, but she would. Have you?
I would? You said me?
No.
Who did you say?
I don't look. Know.
He just looked around the
it's
room.
It's a small world. You don't know who's going to subscribe.
Very
that's
true.
That's enough for a subscription right there.
It's a small world. What are you doing, Alex?
Widening the lens.
By the way, how is that another little person right there on your pillow?
Yeah.
No, that's Vic.
That's Vic Cohen. That's Vic Cohen. And you know what? I tried to... Vic Cohen is an actor. He got mad at me because he's an actor, and I think he's like 5'3", or how tall would you say Vic is?
He's
tall,
shorter than
tall,
I am.
Really tall, guys.
He's but
really
I was I wanted him to go out for parts as the world's tallest dwarf.
Okay. He looks like a dwarf in that picture.
He'll
the
be happy to
and
hear
everything.
That.
Yeah,
By the way,
he has an ass of one for sure.
If I may ask, what is the cutoff for dwarf heightage?
It's like 4'8".
Yeah, 4'9", I think.
So if somebody's 4'9½", they can no longer.
No, you're out.
Yeah, you're out. Like you're
no longer. You cannot go to the convention.
What are you called then? Just like a short guy?
Yeah, you're just a short person.
Okay.
You don't get any of the.
So Granny's borderline right now. She's like shrinking to 5'.
It's very possible that I wasn't offensive at that one time when I called somebody a short guy.
No, not at all.
It's very possible.
Yeah.
I didn't have a yardstick with me.
There is something that's stabbing my back.
So, how many videos do they? This is Ross. Everybody here is on your channels, right?
Yeah, they have their own channels as well, but
that's porn.
At the end of the day,
that's not for the kids.
Yeah, that's a little more like R-rated. We're more PG-13, you know, for the family.
Do you know that PG-13? I'm responsible for PG-13.
Really?
What do you mean by you're responsible
what?
For
it?
The first movie ever given PG-13 was Gremlins.
Wow.
And I was Gizmo in Gremlins.
And what was like? What did that mean? Like, what was your like cutoff? Like, what could you not say and what could you say?
I think the cutoff for that movie was 4'8".
4'8". We're back to the height thing now.
I mean, is there certain swear words?
I think they were going. You know, it was almost R-rated. So, but they wanted it to be a family movie.
Why was it almost R-rated, Glenn?
There was things that they had to cut out of it. You know,
I think also because it was scary.
And it was scary.
Do the voice. Do Kaka Magwai.
Kaka Magwai.
Wow.
Remember Gremlins? Did you ever see the movie Gremlins?
Of course.
I'm Gizmo.
I did not know that. That's amazing.
I tried to tell you. You don't listen to anything.
He's a voice actor.
I said, let me read your
head.
Yeah.
It goes over your head. I see what you did there. The Canadian's the funny guy.
That's right.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah. I just came back from Canada. So how long have you guys been, Ross, how long have you and Granny been
come
online?
On, 10 years.
Oh my God, since she was 85.
Yes. Mm. It doesn't sound that, that doesn't make you sound that young.
Granny, are you having fun? Is this fun?
Very much. Oh yeah.
Good. You're a lucky lady to have a grandson that takes such good care of you.
You really are.
I love the boy.
I love you too. Love We're lucky for each other.
And those two love the same girl.
Yeah.
Are you the only grandchild?
And me,
no,
apparently.
I'm not.
Are you the favorite grandchild?
Am I the favorite grandchild?
Oh no.
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 Not by a long shot, buddy.
I have other grandsons the same age.
Yeah.
I have my Mason is the same age. Right. I have Wesley. Mm-hmm. I have Grant. I have.
Just give them all their names. Why don't you give their social securities while you're at it?
Yeah.
Granny, you're missing.
She has six grandchildren, but even though she lives with me half the time and spends all of her time with me somehow.
You're still not her favorite. You're still not her favorite.
God knows you've tried.
What do the other ones do for you?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No. Do they get you groceries? Do they get you groceries? Yeah, that's what I thought.
No.
Are Ferguson...
Because I'm not
Do they go to your hearing aid appointments and get all that gunk out of your ears?
No, yeah, because
I thought so.
Does she get gunk in her ears?
Oh, gosh. You want to talk about...
Let's talk about that. No. Let's talk about the gunk in your 95-year-old grandmother's ears.
Oh, yeah. So sometimes she likes to collect food in her teeth.
Ah, this is getting even better.
Don't we all collect food in our teeth?
But for like 2 days at a time.
Yeah.
So when we're like going from like lunch to a shoot, I'm like, Grandma, go wash your teeth out. But one day.
What do you mean wash your teeth out?
And she takes them out and, you know, rinses them out.
Oh, those are dentures.
Yeah.
Are they dentures?
Yeah. She's 95, Howie. She's 95.
Maybe not on set, but yeah.
You can take them out.
No.
Why? Give them to Lou.
No.
Yeah, give Lou your teeth.
Lou wants to put them in his mouth.
No.
Hand Lou your teeth.
Anyways, the other day I was like, I was somehow responsible for helping her clean them out.
And, oh my God.
There was just.
I think I'm going
to
throw.
I've never been so close to throwing up everywhere.
Well, how do you clean her teeth?
I mean, we were just like, I need your teeth for the shot, blah, blah, blah. And then she.
Wait, no, you had the teeth without
that's
her?
That's what it was. It was I was putting a grill on her mouth because we're making fun of these island boys.
Oh, yeah, and, that's been trending on TikTok.
Yes, yes. Right. And so I was putting a fake grill on her teeth, and she couldn't do it. And then there was, like, a whole entire burger in there from, like, a day ago. And I asked John to come in and help me, and I was, like, gagging. And it was awful.
None of us could touch it. We all started walking by just gagging.
So anyway, yeah, your other grandkids don't do that for you.
No.
Yeah.
And what about the...
Well...
Go ahead.
The thing is...
Move the mic closer to her.
Ross lives in Columbus with... His brother and sister.
Right.
And I have a son that lives in California with my family.
Right.
See?
Yeah, so, I do see.
That doesn't help.
Yes.
It helps me.
Columbus. Right now, I'm with my son and family.
Yes. So why doesn't your son clean your teeth? Why does the grandson do it?
Yeah, he wiped his butt as a kid. He couldn't, help out a little.
And what about the ears? You were talking about the gunk in the ears.
Yeah, I'm in charge of hearing aid duty, which is just somehow there's the same type of collection of bodily fluids in there. Yeah, not burgers, but
you know what the good news is? At her age, you don't have to take care of the tampons.
Yeah.
That's really good news.
Yeah, you have to put that
really,
in
really
right
good
there,
news.
Appreciate that.
No, I'm just saying, it's just we're all adults here.
Let's hear from Jasper and Don a little longer.
Do we get new names every time you bring
Jasper
us up?
Jasper and Don.
Jasper and Don?
Isn't that their name?
I kind of like Don.
Yeah, I'll take it. I like Jasper.
All right.
You don't like Ferguson. We've said that. So this girl. You met her at the convention.
Oh, we're going back.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You went back twice.
Yeah.
Are you ever going to do it again?
Oh, yeah.
100%. We actually...
Is she open to anything?
Like,
was there something that was going on when she went, no, not there?
I just don't think I really want to go there. I know what you're talking about, but...
No, I don't know what
he's
I'm talking about.
He's not talking about
it. I don't like the Death Star, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like,
ass. Anal.
Yeah. Wow. I'm good off that.
Yeah.
You don't like the anal. No. Both of you don't like anal.
No, not at all.
So,
let's clarify.
Granny?
Let's clarify
I'm sorry.
What you're saying.
This thing has a razor blade in my back. I'm going to grab that little man.
And the mic's not working now over there.
Is it really?
That mic is out. It's because my daughter moved the table. They told her not.
It was fine
those
when I moved it.
Those that like anal put up their hand.
There's like a huge bump on the back of the chair.
What happened?
I think put up your thumb would be a better one.
What is
one.
It? There's something sticking in the couch.
Yeah, like,
what is that?
Is like,
oh, because I didn't want it stuffed with feathers because I'm allergic, so I said, could you do it with razor blades?
Yeah, exactly.
Did something just pop out of the thing? Lou seems comfortable. I don't know why you're not.
I'm so comfortable. I've never been more comfortable.
We're just laying up next
lay,
to him.
Lay on him.
Come on, Lou. Shot.
Just lay on him.
John, get up here.
Oh, my God.
John.
Lou, who knows? Ferguson. We may be taking you to New York next.
Way better.
John, no.
I feel good? Way more comfortable. I thought you said his name is Ferguson. Who's Ferguson?
No, his name's John, but John. His last name's Ferguson.
I like to go for my last name because so many people are named the first name. I don't like the name John. I like Ferguson.
You have to move around.
Wait, you don't like the
talk?
Name?
Get down, dude.
I like it up here. For once, I'm tall. It's nice. Yeah, it's
he weird. Always likes being on top of me for some reason. Yeah. It's weird.
Hey, is this mic great now? Oh, perfect.
Yeah. How do you feel?
I feel much better now that I have this pillow.
Yeah, well,
so
good.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, I
know,
mean,
we changed that couch because the other one wasn't comfortable.
Oh, well, this is
the comfortable one.
Besides the razor blade in my
This
back.
Is not the same couch you had the last time the kids were here?
What is
what
he talking
kids?
About?
What
the
kids?
Sofa. It's a new sofa, new couch?
No, well, not since you've been here. Not
okay,
in the last.
Okay, that's what I'm asking.
No.
They probably had to get rid of it because John and Sammy.
So
had
what is that? What is your most
it?
Viral video? What is the number one video that
oh,
you've
that's
posted?
That's a tough question.
No, it's not. It's an easy question. It's probably a tough answer for you.
I don't really.
What is the most viral video you've?
You're on YouTube, so YouTube's our smallest platform.
Look, there he is, the Island Boy's new cut.
Yeah, Granny that, without her teeth, a little bit flexing there. You can see. We actually had to pull the teeth out because the grill would not stand.
We heard this story.
our most viral video? I really
yeah, there's a lot of them.
TikTok
well, grandma
is TikTok.
Goes to grandma tends to go to we have a couple prank videos and a couple self-defense videos that are pretty funny.
Well,
but
she looks great. Let me just tell you that
she
your
is
grand.
Oh my gosh.
Fantastic.
She used
look
to make fun of bodybuilders at conventions. And, yeah, look at her climb up this trampoline here.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it no. took like an hour at a speed ramp.
She's not doing it that fast.
No, it's speed ramp, yeah. Yeah, for sure. That took about 20 minutes. And then she just sent it. I said, Grandma, are you sure you want to do this? And
I couldn't. That's not her.
It is.
Same back, or arch in the back and everything.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Okay.
I don't know our most viral
you know,
video, but
Lou, it is her, but if it's not her, you don't give away secrets. That's not what this show's about.
Okay. Yeah, come on, you know.
You know, I saw that
it's my
penis.
My eagle eye.
Wait, is that her in the penis?
Just a nice, yeah. It's a nice blanket. It's actually.
I went to go try to buy one of those after I saw that.
A fan, I think, sent that to us.
Really?
Really?
Funny. Oh, I yeah.
like
and
the
then they got us a pillow
one.
To match. That's
the
what this is about.
The tattoo one looks good.
What's yeah. the tattoo one?
Right there. Oh,
that's the
Island Boys.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. That's
yeah, this is one of the lowest parts of my career, but you look good.
This is just like 2 weeks old.
Yeah.
That's two, 3 weeks old. I saw that. We follow you. Yeah, I follow you. I'm a fan.
Appreciate it.
I am.
So yeah, it's been
and there's the guys in an apple. What are you doing?
It's a pumpkin latte.
Pumpkin latte.
We have a guy every year who like grows world record pumpkins, and last year we dropped it on a smart car. The year before we rolled Sammy down a hill inside of it. And then this year we're like we made a boat for them. Actually they float.
We were the pumpkin pirates.
And then we made a pumpkin spice latte out of it. The world's biggest one.
It's fantastic.
How do you come up with all these ideas?
I have a weird head, I think.
I see Granny in the just in the thumbnail. It says 20 million. 20 million what?
TikTok followers. Wow. She's got you beat.
She does. She has me beat by more than double.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's got me beat by more than 20 million.
There you go.
You're not on TikTok, are
no,
you?
No,
not.
No. Well, you need to
but
start.
I am on OnlyFans. I'm on Twitter, at Lou Dinos. The at sign.
I can't write, so I stay away from that platform.
D like David, I-N-O-S like Sam. At Lou Dinos.
Wow, someone's trying to plug themselves over here. Follow him.
Well, he gets really rough. Do you guys read your comments?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it depends on the platform and what I'm posting. You know, if it's like that middle one up there, I don't know. If it's going to be pervy, you know. Or it's going to be fun, you know, family stuff. You know, everyone's a little bit different, but sometimes people are mean. But for the most part, I'd say 95% of people are like crazy heartwarming. And it's weird because I'm like not a motivational platform. We're doing comedy, but people will send such motivational things like how we've inspired them to reconnect with like lost family.
To reach for the stars. You're inspiring people.
Yeah, and these guys, you know.
Yeah, that's nice that you get inspiring stuff. John and I get called Oompa Loompas. And
I love it though. Like, I don't know. The hate is hilarious.
Yeah, it makes me want to feel more, honestly.
Lou's like that too.
Yeah, me too. Nice. Yeah, you and I have so much in common. I should go to the convention.
You've had a three-way before, Lou?
Lou?
I had a three-way before.
I got to make sure Lou's not married before he puts himself in a pickle here.
I've never had a three-way before.
Well, sure. If you ever want to, hit us up.
Yeah. Thank you.
We could definitely set something up for you.
Thank you for
actually,
the...
Actually, that would end up as a four-way.
Yeah, it would.
Why? It would have... I don't get it.
Awesome. Three and then her.
Yeah. What's the matter?
Oh, you were inviting her. I didn't know that you were inviting her.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was not inviting Lou into our situation.
I love him in it.
You're so weird, Howie. You are so weird.
Wait, they're not getting along right now. Go ahead. What are you saying? No, you don't want Lou with that girl.
I can't get a first class trip to Paris with Lou in it.
Right.
Like, I can't go see the Eiffel Tower.
No.
Why does everybody bring up the Eiffel Tower on this show?
I don't know.
It's a beautiful just piece. Of art.
Yeah.
You've been there,
iconic.
Right? You've seen the Eiffel Tower.
Have you done the Eiffel Tower, Granny?
You've seen it, but you haven't done it.
Yes, she's done it.
Have you been to the Eiffel Tower, Howie?
The actual Eiffel Tower or what they're talking about?
The actual Eiffel Tower.
I have.
That's one more thing off my bucket list.
Yes. He has me doing all this stuff. So he's lazy, but he's got a bucket list.
Wait, so Howie's doing the bucket list for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, if he's
that's
got
a good friend.
I check it off my bucket list.
I don't think you're doing that right.
Yeah, that sounds a little bit
all
off.
All right, so it's a pale. It's a pale list.
In a couple of minutes, we have four more people coming in, so I don't want you to leave.
I'm expecting a Volkswagen to pull up.
Ross, is this the most uncomfortable podcast you've ever been part of?
You know... Usually, it's just grandma talking about like her, you know, inspiring life, and now I've got.
But okay, but we will on a serious note for a minute.
Honestly, would rather. Do this.
I know,
this is funny.
I know, but grandma. So I know a little bit about grandma. So during World War II, grandma was a bomb maker.
Yeah,
that's right.
Go closer. You made bombs, right?
Yes, my dad and my two sisters and I myself worked at the bomb factory because my brother. It was World War II, and we were making bombs. And
well, as a Jew, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. You are the bomb.
You want to come
Granny.
On to a really listen to a really PC podcast? Don't come here.
Did you ever have make a mistake with a bomb,
yeah,
Granny?
Yeah, she used to be at the end of the line and hit it with a hammer, make sure they weren't, you know.
No, was there ever a mistake? What kind of bomb did you make? What?
Well, to really use in the at the time that they needed to bomb.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, I know what they were used for. That's what bombs are for.
Was it an atomic bomb?
Atomic bomb?
No, it was not.
It's a regular bomb.
Just a regular bomb. What are they called? What is a regular bomb? Is there a number?
I don't think she was given that information. She was like, you know.
What was your specific job? Like, what did you do? Was it an assembly?
I worked more or less on assembly line. You know, and you had to be really with security that to get in there because this was really dangerous. Yes.
What? Did anything bad ever happen? Like you're saying it's dangerous.
No.
Did anything ever explode?
No, nothing. And after we made all the bombs, they put them in igloos to use if they needed it. Yes.
In case there was a war up in Alaska.
Yeah.
Is that serious? No, you
they're
mean igloos was the
bomb storing thing, yeah.
Did you ever, I noticed on bombs, like when you see World War II movies, like some people wrote their name on them or put a sticker. Did you ever do that?
I don't recall me doing that.
You might have put your ex-boyfriend's name on one.
I think I did.
Were you married at the time or you had a boyfriend in the factory?
No, I was young.
How old were you?
Your first boyfriend, real quick.
My first boyfriend was George Washington.
Yeah. Mm. A little throwback for you there.
Yeah. George Washington.
Never liked him as a president.
Yeah.
Not the president.
Yeah, for sure. She's old, man.
No, who was your first boyfriend, really?
Really?
Who's your second boyfriend? That's what he's really asking.
Chad Shalup?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if he's still around, so I don't think he's going to get offended. Was he a highway patrolman?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was a highway patrolman, but...
you got out of a ticket, didn't you? How long did you go out with the highway patrolman? How long did you date him?
Not long because I wanted to travel with my friends. Mm. And when I was like 23, my friends and I, we come into California and...
head off to the convention for three ways.
Yeah. You want to hear something funny about this?
Yeah.
She ended up marrying my grandfather, who I never got to meet, but they named their first son... Donald, and her ex-boyfriend was named Donald. And I think that's the most bizarre thing ever.
That's hilarious. Yeah. That's
did he know?
She claims my grandfather picked the name.
I didn't.
You didn't. You had nothing to do with the name of your
trust
son.
Issues or something.
My husband wanted Jimmy.
Right.
And Jimmy was taken. So they
by who?
Taken.
The name.
Taken by taken? Who?
Someone else.
Somebody else had the name. Somebody else.
Wait, you are old. Oh, in the family.
Excuse me.
I thought she's so old that it was only one name per person. Jimmy's taken. We were the first Donald.
Yeah.
So I don't know. No, but Donald was taken too. If it was the name of her ex.
Yeah, well, they weren't in the same family.
Yeah. Okay.
How about Billy and Eddie? Were they taken?
Why does my name change every single time?
She's like, what the hell is this guy saying over here? She's so lost on that. But I thought that was funny. Pretty weird.
It is. How many
kids after your, unless Alex was your ex?
No, I know all my kids are named after people.
My husband has the same name as my brother.
Oh, well. Yeah.
Well, who's Jackie named after? Who's Jackie named after?
My grandfather, Jack. But then the third kid is named after... my fourth kid is Jackie, Alex, and Riley. They're all named after. And then we have one named after my dead uncle.
Oh. Your what?
Dead uncle.
Oh, the room got quiet. I'm sorry about that.
You know, I have a kid. Her name's Dead Uncle.
Oh. Way to kill the room, man. We're all like, sorry, man.
Oh, my God.
Sorry about your
what you're going with. I didn't know where
whether or not your uncle has passed away. We were
no, he wasn't. And that's why he was offended, and we had to change her name to Shirley.
Gotcha. Pretty bad.
Because surely he's going to die one day.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
What?
Grandma didn't approve. She didn't think
you didn't like. You didn't like my joke, Granny?
Not really.
Okay. Well, you're honest.
Not really.
You should be a judge on a talent show.
Yeah. You know he's on a talent show.
Oh yeah, I watch Deal or No Deal and all that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I love that.
Was I good on that?
Was he good on the show?
Oh yes, excellent.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes. And have you seen me on America's Got Talent?
Oh, yes.
Am I good on that?
I can't remember right now.
I don't do anything that really stands out to you, for you. Am I your favorite judge on America's Got Talent?
I would say yes.
There's me. There's Simon. There's Simon Cowell.
Oh, you're my favorite.
And Heidi Klum and Sofia Vergara.
Yeah. You're my favorite.
Mm. Well, you're
until
my
she
favorite.
Meets Simon. Oh.
You're my favorite here on the couch.
Thank you.
And you're like a beautiful Sophia young Vergara, lady. Then.
Sophia Vergara?
That's my favorite, now that you've mentioned that she's your favorite. So,
I want to... Go ahead.
Does Granny travel with you?
Yeah, she's here. We live in Ohio.
Oh, I didn't even know you lived in Ohio. Yeah, I thought
they flew in for this podcast.
Did you really fly in for this podcast? Yeah. No, you didn't.
Yeah, Seth's like, man, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Really?
We're going to talk about threesomes for a whole entire hour.
Where do you guys live?
I live in Sacramento, California.
I fly home for half the year, and then I hang out with him in Ohio for half the year.
So nobody's living here in L.A.? No.
Why does all YouTubers live in Ohio?
No, they all moved out. There's a few.
Roman Atwood's there.
Yeah, you know Roman, right?
I know
good
Roman.
Good friend of mine. Yeah. And then obviously the Pauls and all them are from there as well. But I don't know. Maybe we're just good at making social media.
Logan does his podcast when he's in town from this studio.
Oh, no way.
This is where Logan does his.
Because they moved, right?
They're in Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Well, tax evasion.
But while you're in town, I know you're going to stay. Do you stay in a hotel or do you have a
place? We have an Airbnb up the road.
Airbnb. And those two guys, is it okay, Lou? I was going to ask you, can they stay with you?
Of course. Yes, of course.
I love that.
I love that, too. We can have a party at your house.
All right. A lot more than a party.
Yeah. Only for a short time, though.
Oh my God.
That
Lou.
All I need is like 3 minutes anyways.
he needs a vine. That's what he needs. But yeah,
that's a half a vine.
We come out. We travel a lot. Like this year, that was a crazy story for you. We went to Texas, and Grandma rode in a tank and then shot a machine gun, 50 cal machine gun off it, and then shot a cannon.
Yeah. Did you really?
I did. It's like truly.
Howitzer.
Truly.
What was that like, Granny?
Yeah, there she goes. She's riding on a tank.
Yeah.
Wait, went away.
Yeah, she says,
let's watch this. Oh my God. You're looking the wrong way, Granny.
That's how confident she is in her driving. But, yeah.
What was that? Was that fun?
Oh, very much. Very exciting. What an adventure.
go down a little more, and there's maybe a video of her shooting a machine gun off. That's pretty crazy. Going
Granny, wait, down. I want to know, Granny, you do all this cool stuff. What is on your bucket list that you want to do that you haven't done yet?
Is there something that you have not done yet that you want to do?
I have to have a little time to think.
Well,
what
about driving?
Okay, I'm gonna give
you. She's never really driven. She claims
she showed us in a tank.
Oh,
oh no! Well, yeah, this is John. This is actually John and I traveling this summer. He met a buddy.
He just got. If you're just listening to this and not watching, he just got an elephant. He got hit by an elephant's balls in the face.
That's one way to say it.
I saw one where you flashed an elephant, and then the elephant started humping.
It started. He was on the helicopter. This is the thing some men can do.
I saw this.
And the elephant.
Lou, why aren't you looking?
Did you only see it once, Howie? How many times did you see it?
He thinks he has a big truck.
Do that to Lou now.
Yeah. Let's see it.
Oh, he's very, he might. Don't. There's not in Granny. If Granny wasn't here,
it's happened a couple times on this trip already.
So let me understand.
How does that happen?
There's traffic in LA.
Right.
And so we had to get in the car and make it fly away like a helicopter.
But what is the purpose?
No. Hang on. Slow down.
Yes.
You're in LA.
Yeah.
You're stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
Go ahead. So, make it clear to people who are listening. So
we stand up in the back seat and just show our driver and our passenger in the front seat a little view of a helicopter.
Yeah.
With his penis.
Yeah, and I'm the driver.
And what does that do?
It makes me very angry and gives me road rage.
Yeah.
No, but why?
Essentially, you know what
you're driving. No, I wanted to say that a lot of people, now we're talking relatable stuff, because a lot of people here in LA get stuck in traffic. If you say LA is like heaven, it really is, California. What is the one negative? The traffic.
Yeah.
So the fact that you come from Ohio or wherever you're from Sacramento, yeah, and you're able to solve the problem
and beat
is something.
The traffic.
I want this podcast to also be educational.
Something just snapped in my head, and I was like, so we're in traffic, helicopter. There's only one way I can turn into a helicopter.
Oh, you did it.
Yeah, I did it.
Yeah. Yeah, he sure did. He's not lying either.
And I just thought it would work, you know, scientifically, but it didn't really work. We stayed in the same spot.
So you felt like if you stood up in the back seat and waved your penis,
yeah,
it through the back window or what is that? How did
no, just at the driver, really. Maybe it helped.
Oh, at you.
Yeah. I think what you needed to do is lie on the top, like on the roof.
Yeah.
And like,
that may have been a little.
That's my daughter.
That's a good
always
idea.
Thinking.
That
always
thinking. Always smart.
He was trying to cheer up the crowd, but he picked the wrong method.
Because
we were really
question.
Tired after, you know, driving all day. We took grandma home and everything to my uncle's house. And I look in the rear of a mirror and everyone's laughing and it's Sammy with his trunks
down. Let me ask
down.
You this. What made you drop your pants in front of the elephant? This is what I want to understand. Mm-hmm. So you got an elephant in front of you and you decided to drop your little shorts.
They're comparing trunk sizes.
Yeah. Pretty much, I thought, wow, I get to see an elephant. He amazed me, so I had to amaze the elephant.
Was the elephant
like
amazed?
It had to be equal. It kind of laughed, which I was a bit offended about.
If you can hear the audio of the elephant,
they
laugh.
Never forget.
Mm. Yeah, he won't forget that for sure.
And when you think about it, what do they have to remember anyway?
I think that's bullshit. I went to the zoo, the LA Zoo, when you were a little girl, Jackie. Yeah. I took you to the zoo and we saw the elephant. A few years later, when your brother was born, when Alex was born, we went back to the zoo and I saw the elephant and it's looking at me like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah, right.
What is this I'd never forget thing?
That's bullshit. Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Pure bullshit.
They are very, very, very brilliant animals, enough to do the helicopter with John and kick a ball at him. And the funny thing is, we're in Hungary filming that.
Hungary?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, crazy. And, well, there's not a lot of places where you're going to own elephants anymore.
We're number 23 in Hungary.
Are we, Jeremy? Jeremy, how are we doing in Hungary?
Oh, we're doing great, yeah.
24, actually.
24 in Hungary.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah, well, that's going to spike now.
Yeah.
They're going to get excited.
Hungarian elephants.
So the guys, there's this family that owns all these elephants, and, you know, in order to be safe.
Are they a circus family?
They were. They were.
Not anymore.
Now they have, like, a sanctuary for, like, you know, like, elephants that have, you know, been abused or whatnot. And so the dad's there, Renee, our buddy's dad, he's a social media kid. He's actually really talented. He like jumps off the elephants and stuff. But
20.5 million followers. I keep talking.
No,
I'm just looking at
you're
the,
good. And so his dad's there sitting, he's like this old German man. And he's sitting there like, he's the only person who can actually see the frontal view of John. And we had to film it like 10 times because John and the elephant weren't in sync. And he just, John kept pulling his pants down in front of this old German man. And I just felt so uncomfortable for the first time in my life.
You're in Hungary and there's a German man there?
Yeah, because you can't have elephants in Germany. So they relocated to Hungary, which is a neighboring, you know, country.
Too crazy for me to believe.
Well, I mean, there's a guy shaking his meat at an elephant. It's not that crazy, you know.
Was it your idea to have him do that?
That was John's idea. The ball was my idea. So you can see where our heads are different, you know, in that sense.
No pun intended. It's huge on my body. Yours is smaller. I don't know why you had to bring that up.
Yeah. Some people are so insensitive.
You're talking?
Yeah.
You don't get our names right first.
You met the elephant, right?
I did.
You rode one.
I did.
And it kicked you off in the water.
He doesn't do that in front of Granny. He shouldn't.
Yeah. Yes, I have.
Oh, you have.
Okay. We were at the Doc's house.
Tiger King, one of the Tiger King people.
Yes.
Before Tiger King came out, one of the not the main guy that got.
Oh,
in trouble.
I know Doc. Doc, do you know Doc was on my TV show. I had a talk show, and Doc brought on a liger.
Yeah, liger. We met it. Yeah. Or maybe not the same giant one.
Well,
but
how many ligers are there? Liger was like it's bigger than this
huge
room.
What's a liger?
Terrifying.
It's a cross between a lion and a tiger.
It is like the size of a horse.
You've never seen Napoleon Dynamite?
Yes, I have. Yes,
he
I have.
Talks about a liger.
That's his
all the
favorite
time.
Google
animal.
Howie Mandel liger. Is anybody back
Caroline
there?
Caroline is running.
Where did you go, Caroline?
I had to pee really bad.
You know what? You just you say I had to go to the restroom. We don't have to know exactly the purpose.
No,
or
it's
how
fine
you
to say pee. It's fine to say pee if she
really
had to
bad
poop.
When you have to piss, you have to tell them you went to.
No, Howie Mandel liger. Mm-hmm. There he is.
There it is.
That's me with the liger. Oh, with Doc.
That's awesome.
Well, you don't have
power.
What?
Not you.
It was.
That's not you.
No, that's a commercial.
Okay. Grandma ended up swimming with some of the tigers, too.
There's
it was pretty
Dave
crazy
Foley. That's me with hair. Oh. That's when I was young.
That's
Granny.
You?
Yeah.
Me? That's him. That's Howie.
That's Howie. Had hair.
That's me.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I was young. Wait till you get to be my age, Granny. But I want to show you. So you were with Doc, Anton. These are all his. Doc's got all the women. Remember in Tiger King?
Okay. Wow. He's a lover boy.
Is that it?
Those are all the ladies that came with him?
Go fast forward. No, that's a tiger. Go more for.
I'll be the host.
All right. Go look at further this on.
They don't do this anymore because it's mean, right?
No, I don't think you're allowed to bring it. Look,
wow.
She's riding it?
She's riding it. That can't be. Like, that's not legal. Like, you can't do that anymore, right?
That might not be okay nowadays.
Yeah, you'll get a ticket for that today.
Yeah, but look how big that thing is.
Look how big that thing is.
And Grandma was doing that with the bottle.
And then I got called after by security and said we weren't even. He wasn't allowed to bring that in the building. I didn't know that. But he wasn't allowed. We have a live audience right there. There's nothing between me and the audience. And there's a liger who's taller than me on
a little chain holding it. Oh
yeah, like nothing.
At the same time, what are you going to say to the guy with a liger in his hand? No, you can't bring him in here?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, that would be the proper thing to say. You can come up with some other thing.
Were you not like, you know, looking back at that, you're a little scared?
You did. You made a lot of decisions that you probably.
I didn't make the decisions. I was just a guy that was paid to be a host. I wasn't. I had nothing to do with the production.
How about you? Because you do a lot of crazy stuff. Do you ever do stuff and then looking back, you're like, maybe we shouldn't have done that?
Honestly, with these guys,
yeah,
it was an accident. We went to Roman's house.
Okay,
and he has this
Roman Atwood. For those,
you've been there, right?
Not the new one.
The old one.
Yes.
So there's a blob, which is like a thing where you jump off a platform and you launch someone into the water.
Right.
And we thought it would be a fun idea, just a guy my size and I, to jump off and launch John in the water. Well, yeah, here you go. John went a little bit higher.
Oh my God.
Than expected.
Watch this.
What's up? Oh yeah, that's a little bit of a, you know.
And what happened?
Yeah, keep going.
Keep going.
It was the worst experience of my life.
That was the worst experience.
Oh, 100%.
Did you get hurt?
A little bit, like here and here, and my crotch.
He's pointing
area
at his face and his.
Well, the funny
thing.
He pointed
at everything. You said here, well, here.
Well, we have small bodies up there. It's kind of everything.
So we did it first with John. I don't know if you can find like the wide right there. That's probably good. So John's like 40 feet in the air, maybe, and he's just like, yeah, here we go.
He doesn't let go of the
selfie stick. No.
Anything for views. I'm old now, thing.
So, oh my gosh.
Yeah, if you think John went high, we decided to do a part two with Sammy.
Wait,
I don't know if you guys can find that.
If you realized it was a bad idea, you decided to
go
again.
It was the most viral video we'd ever made, and you know, we were like, you know, we're chasing this
stuff. Now you're answering a question I asked 15 minutes ago. What's the most viral video you ever made? You go, I don't know. And 20 well, years later, you're showing me.
It's okay. One of the most viral. I don't have like some like.
How many hits does that one
part
have?
Part two.
Okay.
So on Facebook, this probably has a couple billion views.
You know? Wow. Go ahead. And then, what did you do?
So Sammy dressed up as Mario because we wanted to make it a little bit different. And
so people wouldn't recognize him.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, that was John, the first one. And then.
Oh my gosh.
You might have to. No, that's not a good one. That's them jumping together. John has no weight, so he goes 2 feet. But
doesn't go anywhere.
This was probably one of the scariest moments.
Yeah, so he goes twice as high as John. I don't know.
Are you serious? Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And he almost comes back down on the blob. And then that's when I was like, hey, guys, we're not doing. Here's a side by side.
That's when you said you're not doing it again.
Look how close he is to the.
If he came back
on
down
it.
On it, he would have got.
Maybe we would launch back up, but he's not.
I don't think it would have been a good situation for me.
So let me understand.
Would not have been good.
You did it once with Herman, right?
Yeah.
You did it once with
Pee-wee,
Herman.
Yeah.
And then you said, let's do this again.
Yeah.
And then you did it again with Fred.
Fred,
right?
Yeah.
And then after that, you said, we're
that's
not
enough.
Doing this again.
Yeah. And then I bought one, and I was like, maybe we'll get an advertised person with a car.
You know, people who are watching this podcast on YouTube who are just maybe listening to the car, this is going to be, I enjoyed the episode where you had 38 people there. All on one couch.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
But you're saying it was dangerous and everything, but you went and did it again.
Well, the first one wasn't so dangerous. It was kind of funny because John
he was
just
hurt.
He was fine. He complains. He complains a lot.
He complains about being tossed.
I'm concerned about
look at the difference.
Air,
that's where we didn't really gauge the difference. That
but
well.
Before you talk about the difference, he went up first. John, I'll call you. Yeah, you don't want to be called John Ferguson.
Mr. I love that. Oh,
Mr. John Ferguson, eh?
Yeah.
Mr.
Buddy,
Canadian. That's Canadian.
Yeah,
Mr.
Buddy.
John Ferguson, eh? Was launched into the air, maybe four stories in the air. He doesn't let go of a selfie stick. That man is there for you all the way.
Oh yeah.
And essentially just belly flops flat on his face. The only thing that didn't hurt is where you're wearing this safety jacket.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. He could have peeled himself. The skin would have ripped off. That hurts like hitting a brick wall. And yep. You go, oh my God, that hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is where it
and
gets
me. And he complains
me.
A lot.
And then you go, now you.
Yep. I was totally up for it at first too. I was up for it. Oh, I'm going to beat John. We're going to kick his ass.
Why is the only thing that you two say no to is calling that girl who's going for her masters who has fucked you guys twice? Granny.
That's a good question.
I laugh out of Granny.
Look how high you are. I didn't even realize that freeze frame.
Look how they changed the subject.
I'm watching.
Well, that blob does look like something there also, you know.
Right.
Into.
And look at how you are you a diver? Because you were doing the flips.
I was not playing. I was sitting there praying and I was like,
wait, you were doing all those flips? That's just
how the blob launched me.
But it look was, at it, like the difference between the both of you. John is just like a flailing moth.
He's a running
his
man.
Legs are
flailing
all over,
moth.
Well, his legs are all over the place. The stick is all like look. There's no form. Wow! Is where you go. Look at him. His legs are together.
So much I was just relaxed, and I was just saying, don't fall back on the blob and don't die. So
no, but you're like a gazelle in the air.
A gazelle. I love it.
Yeah.
He's very graceful. Yeah, John was not graceful.
Are you a dancer?
I am a dancer. I'm pretty good at it, too.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Twerking.
Really?
Dancing, grinding.
Don't Should we turn on here? Some music and you'll dance?
Don't just
if
sit here.
If you want
dance.
Me to.
Yeah. Can we play music in the room?
Yeah. I think we could play it on here.
Oh, play music on there. Oh. What can we clear? What's your favorite song?
You pick, Howie.
No, surprise I don't want to pick.
I love that song.
What's the hottest song right now?
Yeah, what's
Get Low. Get Low.
Get Low, Get Low. To the window, to the wall.
Yeah, Get Low. Yeah.
Why don't
John,
you sing it? Why don't you sing it?
Royalty free twerk.
Okay.
So we don't,
royalty
you know, get
free twerk. I love the way my crew thinks.
Oh my God.
It's not good, but it's royalty free.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
We don't have to pay for this. Ready?
Shoot.
Loud.
Is it in the.
No, you can hear it. You can hear it.
Oh, yeah, they can dance. They're not fooling around. They're not fooling around. They're good.
Oh,
they're good.
For those of you that are not watching, I feel like this is the episode where you should go to YouTube.
Oh, no.
That's
keep
fine.
Dancing.
Whoa!
And when
Howie's got a quarter chub right now. Look at him.
And when you did like a thing like that, and instead of falling over, you're just relaxing and hoping you don't fall against the blob of our merch.
Yeah, pretty much. I didn't want to ruin it.
What do you think of the merch?
It looks beautiful. I like to do stuff.
Yeah, can we get a shirt?
But what? Yeah. Yeah, just take it. They're only taped to the table. You can
on the way out, we
on
will.
On the way out, just grab one.
That was my one moment of fame. I had to show you some moves. You know?
That was fantastic.
Thank you. Really I appreciate good. It.
You made it drizzle.
Let me just say, can I say it was too short, but it was really good.
You and your short jokes.
No, I'm serious.
I need to hire you.
You know you're going to get comments next week are just going to be horrible.
How long did they dance for? How long did they dance for?
It was short.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, just a little bit.
He's a great writer for me.
What's amazing is I'm looking at all these videos you put up, and it's like nothing to you to have like 20 million clicks on any video.
Are you jaded now? Like when you see videos, let's say they only get 5 million, which would be crazy to someone else. Would you be like, oh, that's not good enough?
Yeah, I think the unhealthy thing about being an influencer is always like chasing your best, which sometimes isn't realistic. You know, like I said, we have billions of views on like Facebook, and it's like, oh, I need to get that again. Oh, it only got 1 million views, and it's like very unhealthy. Yeah, I think that's why a lot of like
is it unhealthy? Not for your wallet.
Yeah, it is unhealthy. They
risk but then you're like mind, you know,
chase views.
But why how does that work? And I want to say like, so you're it's you, Ross.
Yeah.
And you bring your granny, and then you have two friends.
Yeah.
So I know that you get paid. Yeah, you know, by the advertising. How do you pay them? Like, are you not equal partners?
No, I mean, Granny and I, she can have whatever she wants. She just takes whatever, and if
she
wants
goes, I don't want any money. Just clean my teeth.
Exactly.
I'm never gonna brush again. You're my grandson. You're gonna clean my teeth. You're gonna clean my ears, and if something really hits, I want you to douche me.
Yeah, she. Oh boy, I was about to talk, and then you hit it with a home run at the end there.
That's what I do. That's the beauty.
Why are you defined as influencer? Why is the definition of what you do referred to as influencer?
I honestly don't know.
Are you influencing people to find similar folks like...
You know the honest truth? That he is an influencer. Number one, okay, so if he has, and I'm sure you do, have brand deals and things like that. Mm-hmm. So if people see those brands on his video and 20 million people see it, they will go out, they'll be influenced to buy it. But even more than that, ultimately, seeing a guy who is got this relationship with his grandmother.
It's wonderful.
It is actually beautiful and wonderful and nice. You know, even though we're laughing at it, how many people don't spend time? You know, my and you, so did you, Lou. Our moms lived in assisted living. And I can't tell you how many times when I go and visit my moms in Toronto, but they go, oh, you're so nice. You visited your grandmother. More people don't even visit their grandparents, so let alone spend a whole day with
it's
them.
It's so sad.
And the fact that you two guys are spending quality time with each other is also a beautiful
and
thing.
And me. Yeah. They're spending quality time with me.
I know. No, it's really, and not to get on like, you know, a sentimental note, but it's been a blessing. You know, I think I was, you know, everyone's very fast paced and they want everything for themselves, but she always humbles me, you know, and she grew up in the Depression. She doesn't need fancy cars or houses. I ask her, I'm like, hey, can I buy you a house? She's like, no, I like this 900 square foot house I live in the hood.
I live in the hood.
She lives in the hood.
Wait, you live in the hood?
I do.
Is it dangerous?
Like, yes.
Yeah. I live in the hood.
The hood loves her, though.
It's okay. I love it.
Really?
I do.
But aren't you nervous about going outside?
See, the thing is this, most of my neighbors have all gone to their rest. And I just have three. And the house I live in, I've lived in there 64 years.
Was it the hood? That's amazing. So you've lived there since I was two. I'm 66.
Yeah.
So it wasn't the hood when you moved in?
Oh, no. But it they call it the hood, but I love it. That's my happiness there. See, I'm with Ross 2 weeks, and they go home 2 weeks to be home.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah,
he's a good boy.
He is a good boy.
So and it's amazing that he's not your favorite.
I
thought after all of that, he just said.
Howie.
What?
I have another grandson.
Who's so much
What's
better.
What's the matter with
The same age as this boy.
You're sounding like a broken record right now.
The same age? Well, I didn't know that the other grandson is exactly the same age.
She said that.
Uh-huh. I don't listen. No. You know what I do? I'll do the podcast. I'm really not listening to anything anybody has told me because I don't want any spoilers. I like to listen to this in the
when
car.
When it comes out.
I'm a huge fan of Howie Mandel does stuff.
Yeah.
Have you met Norbert and Sam?
So you got a name right.
You actually got my name right this time.
That was a mistake.
That was a mistake. I wasn't expecting it.
That was a mistake.
You had one job.
I didn't know.
The whole time I'm here, your name is Norbert? This is Norbert, really?
Yeah.
Officially. Yeah. I think on that note, I think Ross Smith, you got to follow. You got to. I think everybody does. But what you do is amazing. It's not only funny, but it is, inspirational that you get. And you, young lady, Granny, what is your name?
Oh, well, we don't say it on there.
We don't tell
him. She lives in the hood.
He doesn't want me to tell my name.
They'll find
make
her.
Up
Lou,
a name.
Lou can give you a name.
Lou, give her a name, Lou.
Are you ready?
He's going to give you a name.
Oh, give me a name.
Bernice.
Bernice. No.
Do you know any Bernices?
Not really.
So Eleanor. That wasn't taken. We can use it.
All right. So, yes, Bernice.
Bernice and you. Bernice, you are an amazing inspiration. You know, you're a beautiful lady. I cannot believe your age and your energy. You look beautiful. You look young. What is the secret?
The secret is my faith and hard work.
You work hard?
Oh, very, since I've been a little girl.
And now you got a grandson that makes you climb towers. And
yeah, it just doesn't end.
Makes you do videos and
95.
Stuff. Yeah. Do you enjoy doing the videos?
I do.
I know.
The best thing, Howie, is the people. I love being with the people.
Well, I love you. You know, I've watched you in videos. I've been in a video. But having time to sit down and talk to you, you are really amazing. And I wish there were more people like you in the world because this would be a better place.
Yes.
And Mr. Ferguson, John and Sam, Ferguson, Fergie, and Lou has screwed me up. I don't know what anybody's name is now. You guys are great. You have a good sense of humor. I'm pissed at you for not allowing me to talk to the third party. I call her the third party now.
Hey, for wrapping it up, we can get one phone call in maybe.
We'll plan for next time.
His idea. I think it's a better idea. I think Sam has the best ideas.
Do you really want it? I'll give her your phone number right now.
Should we call her? Why, do you think we'll get in trouble?
I don't know, because then you're talking about...
He says no. Caroline said no.
Why?
I would say no just because it's sexual. Time. That's my only call.
She said time.
Sexual.
Yeah.
And that's why you're saying no? That's why I'm saying yes. Okay. I'll call her off the air, and then if it works out... Is it management? Do you think I should call? No, I'm looking at the guy behind you that's with you.
No. He's like, he don't give a shit about our reputation.
No,
who is he?
He's our camera guy.
Alex is saying no. Alex says they have
no,
to go.
Wrap it up?
Yeah.
My son is saying wrap it up. When your child is looking at you going, wrap it up.
I should also tell these boys to wrap it up.
That's what we
And
did.
Do you have your own channel you want to promote?
Yeah, you can follow me at little.rep.
And John L. Ferguson.
Yeah, it is offensive.
Dude, I'm little. I can say
that's
I'm little.
That's obvious in your videos. You're little. You don't have to say it.
Why you gotta be such an asshole right now? We're on camera.
Wow, he just complimented you so well.
Yeah, you're supposed to shout your channel out.
You know what's funny is they'll start wrestling here in a few minutes.
Go ahead. We'll end on a fight.
Yeah.
You can wrestle, and we'll start playing the song and
really
say goodbye.
I don't want to hurt you.
Yeah. Oh, is that?
Go ahead.
Let's do that. Go
fight.
Go.
Hey, there's so much nice equipment. Yeah.
Please review, subscribe.
Leave a comment.
Yeah.
Go to
Get
YouTube.
Get us the merch.
Oh, no.
Oh, I got it.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Bye. I think that's good.
Thank you.
That's the end of it. That's what I mean. At the end of the fight.
Great.
Good boys.
It's always something, right?
This podcast is like the weirdest podcast.